All right, I want to tell you a little bit now then about making things. And I did a talk at a Maker Fair that I looked at again, and it still resonates with me. So I want to talk about it a little bit. You know, when I grew up, I had a chemistry kit, like a lot of kids, and I had an electronics kit. There's a big difference between them. The electronics kit says on the cover, 101 ways to, you know, electronics. It was always a number that ended in one for some reason. And you would put these things together and you could make a radio. Or if you put them together differently, you could, like, make a radio. But there was a third way you could make a radio. But pretty much all of these things were about making a radio. This was totally different than the chemistry kit. And it was one of those real chemistry kits with real chemicals in it, not the make-believe kind. And, like, sulfur smoke pouring out of the basement, things exploding, things starting on fire. The chemistry kit was all about failing. The chemistry kit was coming up with hundreds of ways you could mix things together that didn't work. Whereas the electronic kit was about following step by step by step the little grid they gave you of how to make a radio. And one of the things that's going on is we are giving our kids all these electronics kits, Lego kits, things where they follow the steps, step by step, so they will succeed. And I wonder if during the Renaissance they needed a maker fair. Like, did Da Vinci have to go to a maker fair? Did he meet Rembrandt there and they had this whole big, you know, that there was an understanding of what it meant to create. And what it meant was no map. There was no step-by-step instructions. So where did our need for a map come from? Well, I think it came from Massachusetts in the 1800s. Horace Mann, the father of public school, invented something called the Common School. And the purpose of the Common School was that the common people could go and learn to become educated, right? Go and become educated. Why? Because we needed to train kids to work in a factory. We needed to train kids to do what they were told. We needed to train kids to sit still for hours every day and hear the instructions and then say it back to us. Culturally, economically, we needed factory workers. That's why it was supported by all the people who paid for it. Amazingly, I'm not making this up, Horace Mann then discovered he had a shortage of teachers, so he needed to build a school for teachers. And that school is called the Normal School. And the reason it was called the Normal School is they were training teachers to teach the common to be normal. And so really up front from the very beginning, we have said for 150 years, here's a kit, follow the steps. And now if there's stress, there's stress because kits aren't working the way they used to. You read a dummy's book, 27 Ways to Win at Facebook, by the time the book comes out, it's all wrong. Because anyone who's following the steps can't possibly succeed.